Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Marshall Edwards. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Randy Lurch. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Molitor scores. Yount moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. Ogilvie moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Thomas moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Brewers. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor bunts towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Brewers. Steve Trout now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Law reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Baines moves to third. It's 5-1, Brewers. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Howell moves to second. It's 6-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pachyorek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kemp tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Brewers. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luzinski scores. Fisk moves to second. It's 6-3, Brewers. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Baines moves to third. It's 6-4, Brewers. Jim Slayton now pitching. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 0-for-1 in the game. Almone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone misplays the ball. That's an error on Almone. Rob Picciolo pinch runs for Robin Yount. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Simmons moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Law. Howell moves to third. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick fields it and throws to second for the out. Howell scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-4, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Patchy Orrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Edwards steals second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Paciorek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baines. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Baines steals second. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout juggles the ball. That's an error on Trout. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Simmons settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Simmons. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon is called out on strikes. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Howell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Brewers. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Romero reaches second base with a double. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hickey fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickey fires to first and has Edwards trapped. There's the throw to Almon, who tags Edwards for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski strikes out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. Picciolo moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 4 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Paciorek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Picciolo tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 9-4. Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaFleur. Cooper moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 4 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-4, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Romero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 3 in the game. Almon hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 4 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.